particular, the recognition that the first voter registration exercise was fraught with challenges such as inadequate funding, lack of facilities around the exercise in terms of where, when, and what services were available, difficulties in utilizing a sworn statement, or does it improve residents, especially for urban voters. There were also issues to do with lack of clarity on change of status or some things. So they indicated now that this process, they would want to intervene and address some of those challenges. They indicated $30 million for the exercise, and they would want to inform the public of the exercise well in advance. They do have 2 voter educators already deployed in each one, and they are also going to have appointed commissioners of.
Reverend Kadenge, viewing the previous voter registration drive, what as a stakeholder do you want to happen when we look forward to this next drive?
I think we really look forward for improved services. Really, people have been disappointed left, right, and center. And it seems from what we know and the bits which we know that and the promises that are being made, that really there is nothing of substance really which is being proffered in the process. So I really have my doubts, but I'm a person of hope. I hope things will work out. But as things are on the ground and as things are being said here and there, it seems it's just a talk which really people wish things would work out, but with great difficulties, more so because there's this tendency of rushing to do things, yet people are not prepared. And this is cause of concern for us who are ordinary people who really want things to be here and there so that we really are saved.
Mrs. Chifunde Vava, as Reverend Kadenge has just pointed out, many people say that they feel ZEC is rushing at this exercise. Did you get an indication that ZEC is ready and prepared to take this next round of voter registration?
What we urge ZEC is to make sure that they correct the previous mistakes, they do it properly, and also making sure that the process is transparent and accessible to all targeted communities. So that's what we're urging ZEC to do, to make it as open as possible. So we are urging them to follow what they've indicated to us that they will do, to make sure that this process is credible.
Reverend Kadenge, what are some of the issues that you have heard as Zimbabweans say when we look at the previous voter registration drive?
The previous drive was marred with unpreparedness and so forth. But the following one, which is coming next week, will be worse in terms of there are some parties which have not done their primaries. And how are these 2 or 3 parties, or several of them have often done them, how are these things going to be done in the next 30 days without disturbances, without confusion? It will be chaotic, to say the least. I shudder to think what's going to happen in the next 30 days. Or are they saying for the next 30 days, no other political party activities are done, they suspend them, or they are done concurrently? And will people understand what's going on? Parties saying, come, let's do primaries. And ZEC saying, come, let's register you or give you birth or whatever certificates they are going to give and affidavit, all that.
Mrs. Chifunde Vava, speaking on this issue, ZEC will be holding a voter education before this registration drive. What is the indication? How will this work?
They indicated to us that the 2 exercises of voter registration, inspection of the voters' roll, and also voter registration will run concurrently. They had already deployed 2 educators in each ward, and they'll be in the field to educate and assist all persons wishing to access the registration centers. But let me say I agree with what Reverend Kadenge is saying. It seems we are running behind time, and I think 1 week already of them being in the field is not enough. The 5 days is definitely not enough to conduct a comprehensive voter education. So we call upon them to continue running this process to the end of the voter registration drive.